The Battle of the Wives. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In one way, Michelle Obama and Ann Romney are exactly alike.
Our dining room table was a fold-down ironing board in the kitchen.
Their husbands had terrible taste in furniture.
A coffee table he'd found in a dumpster.
Where their husbands diverged was that first job. Both got excellent educations, but Barack avoided personal wealth.
And instead working in struggling neighborhoods where a steel plant had shut down, fighting to rebuild those communities and get folks back to work.
Whereas Mitt Romney started a company and embraced wealth.
The jobs that grew from the risks they took have become college educations and first homes. That success has helped fund scholarships, pensions, and retirement funds.
And in both speeches, the most intense moment was when each woman described how her husband helps others.
I've seen him drop everything to help a friend in trouble and been there when late night calls of panic come from a member of our church whose child has been taken to the hospital.
Mitt Romney sees trouble and says, I've got to do something, and hops in the car or writes a check.
And I hear the determination in his voice as he tells me, you won't believe what these folks are going through, Michelle. It's not right. We've got to keep working to fix this. We've got so much.
Barack Obama sees trouble and says, we've got to do something, and proposes legislation. And the fact is, a society needs both. You need Romney because the government can't afford to help everyone, and you need Obama because not everyone has Romney's home number. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.